In 2014, my hopes and plans are that the city of Springfield continues to build on our new attitude. I hope that those still clinging to inaccurate and uninformed stereotypes take another look at Springfield and at themselves and leave the stereotypes at the door.
One misconception Mayor Lundberg pointed out, safety. She said a U of O foreign exchange student recently told her they wouldn't live in Springfield because they heard it isn't safe. Yet Lundberg said taxpayers have made public safety a top priority by consistently voting in measures to fund police, courts, and the jail. Lundberg said citizen input has already made priorities of topics like downtown revitalization, pet waste disposal, and water quality. She awarded Springfield real estate broker John Brown with the Spirit of Springfield Award for decades of volunteering to clean the banks of the Willamette River.
John, thank you for your commitment to protecting the local environment.
Lundberg says this year, Springfield will see improvements like new downtown lighting and redevelopment of Gateway Mall. She credited the City Council and Citizen Budget Committee for accepting modest revenue increases and savings from PERS reform to balance the budget.
In 2014, the state of Springfield is strong and proud and diverse and united.
For KLCC News, I'm Tiffany Eckert reporting from Springfield City Hall.